Good morning. We continue Chayotim Hilchos Shabbos, and we're learning Simon Kal Lamed Ches Simon Yud Aleph. Kal Lamed Ches Simon Yud Aleph. It deals with the concern of a ksiba in a game where it's common to keep score. We mentioned that, and then he says, in a case where it's for money, it's going to be also because of Mechach Memker. Question comes up, what about a game like Monopoly, where they use fake money? So it's not Mechach Memker in the real sense, it's not doing business, but it approximates the process of doing business. So the Shemur Shabbos gives us quotes from a sefer called Teres Shabbos. Teres Shabbos was from the Merivayel, one of the Gedolei Ashkenaz. From the Nisano, appears the Rosh is also from the Nisano Vayel, which is, I think, is the father or son, I'm not sure. He says that one should not use these types of games, which have deal with fake money, because the mind is getting involved, and the approximates the process of Mechach Memker, person involved, activities which Torah does not want them to be involved in, but you can't ask for it, you cannot come along and ask for it, make your adin. So it's inappropriate, but you can't make it, it's also therefore a person should avoid it. It's not the Ruach of Shabbos, but it's not going to be usher. Just point out the difference in these two cases we've been discussing now, the Gzeres Shem Yichtev and this. Gzeres Shem Yichtev is the concern that the person might come to do an Aveira. It's hard to say the person by playing Monopoly is going to think that he's allowed to go do business. It looks like Mechach Memker. So this is a different type of example. This Gzeres, because it looks like it, it creates a Ruach, which is wrong. That is not necessarily something which we have authority nowadays to make such a gzera that should be binding on people. It could be a suggestion, it could be telling people it's inappropriate. To protect an aveira, the Torah says, "V'shamaros mishmarti." At the end of parshas, "Achrimos chazal darshan asum mishmeres the mishmarti." There's a chiyuv to make this protective fence around the mitzvahs of the Torah. So independent of the pasuk of Vayisaser, which is found in Parshas Shoftim, in this week's parsha, which tells us that one must follow the directive of the Sanhedrin, there's a question: does this pasuk of Vayisaser, is it specifically talking about Zochim Mamre? Is it specifically talking about Sanhedrin Gadol? It's only relevant if the Sanhedrin Gadol sits down and has an actual conversation about it. We don't have Sanhedrin Gadol. So, Lusos applies to all the abundance. The Rambam Shita, Lusos applies to all the abundance. But even according to the Rambam, the Lusos is referring to Zakin Mamre, which is in the context of the Psukim itself. There is a separate concept called Sumishmer, Sumishmerti. One has to Chiev, the Chachamah of Chiev, to create protective measures. Now, that didn't end in the time where the Sanhedrin ended. We still have that Chiev. So someone is diamond to a malacha, and that person will not confuse it that they're going to come to an aveira, just it takes away from the whole Ruach of Shabbos. That doesn't go under a sumishmarati, which is specifically to protect and prevent the people from coming and doing aveiras which are problematic. Now, the idea that we mentioned that possibly we can extend the gzeres of Chazal to new scenarios. And this is going to give us an explanation in the psak from Rav Moshe Feinstein. Rav Moshe has a psak in regards to time clocks, which has not been accepted for whatever reason. But he says time clocks should not be used because they go into the gzera of the Yisrael of Amir Lakum. The Rambam says the reason why Chazal asked Amir Lakum, one cannot ask a non-Jew to work for them because otherwise a person can be involved the whole Shabbos in their business, like you said, in their factory. Tell the non-Jewish workers, do this, do that, do this, do that. He's careful, he doesn't touch any money, he doesn't write anything down. But the whole concept of Shabbos has been undermined by when it comes to Amir Lakum. Rav Moshe says, with the advent of timers, we can create something similar without asking the non-Jew to do anything. We can set up a whole a factory, the whole factory should be working based on timers. And that clearly wasn't what Chazal wanted. Chazal wanted that the Rambam says that we, the concept of shvisa, that one is bottle, one is taking away, is leaving the weekday type of activities and moving into the world of Shabbos. Tarmas would undermine that. So it goes into the Gzeira of Amir al-Akim. It's hard to say that Chazal had in mind when they made this Takana for timers. So how are we applying the Miris of Amir al-Akim to timers? But according to what we're saying over here, the Chazal made the Kor Gzeira, Ramosha is saying, and the new application of it, which fits very well into what the idea behind the Gzeira is, the situation. Ramosha does say that regards using time clocks for lights, he is makel. And that's another topic now, so I can get involved in why. But it seems to me in general that the concept of timers has been accepted above and beyond lights in other areas as well. The Minigar is not like a Rosh. Rosh is stuck in that regard. Have a good day.